$1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we got a great show for you today. As soon as I put my headset on, I'll even be able to hear myself. All right, there we go. We got a great show for you today. We are going to talk about autonomous driving vehicles and the impact on the auto industry with our good friend Larry Zinn. I may even talk to him a little bit about the Miami Heat and maybe a little Marlins. We're going to have my good friend Tony Cho. We're going to talk about the future of Wynwood and how we're going to keep it hip. We've got Julie Phillips, CNHP. She's going to talk to us about how wellness and holograms match. I know they've been really helping out my wife. And then we've got Dr. Derek, oh gosh darn it, Dr. Derek Nemo. We're going to be finding Dr. Derek Nemo. I just had to say that. No one's ever done that before, have they? And he's going to talk to us about how we're going to use GMO mosquitoes to fight Zika. So stick with us. It's going to be an awesome show. I got a new toy. So if you want to look at Facebook Live, if you want to look at my Facebook page, Jim Fried on Facebook, you can see me and now you can hear me. And
almost.
We're getting there. Are we getting there?
It's really super loud, so we got to turn it down. But
It's blowing out my ears, I can tell you that.
Awesome.
But the other thing is Wanda, tell me a little bit about those shoes you got on.
Oh, I got my new orange Converse in today. I'm very excited. I'll be in there in a second to show everyone.
All right, great. Okay, well, Wanda, take it away, rock the house, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to have Larry's in. Larry's holding, right?
Yeah.
There he is.
I see him
on the phone. All right, so Wanda, kick it. Give me some rock and roll music and then come in and adjust what it needs to be done because you're the one that runs the show.
It's just that no one makes me feel this way. Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead,
get your sexy out.
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 Get
your sexy out.
All right, we are back, and you know what we're doing now. We're going to talk about my good friend Larry Zinn. Larry has been a sponsor from day one on the show. We love him. All the great stuff we do, we got Larry Zinn to thank for, and that's right. Everybody knows by now that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. Larry will probably talk a little bit about that. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is where I talk about Spectrum Mortgage. That's right. If you're working on a transaction right now, we usually get a call. They knock me off the radio half the time. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. For the Jets fans, I'll talk a little slower. 305-773-6300. Did you get to write that down, Christine? I know you're a Jets fan. Christine is the lady that runs the sales here. She admitted to me that she's a Jets fan today. That's right. Give me a call. If you're a realtor and you've got a lot of equity in a bunch of homes that you are an investor in and you see a good deal and you want to take advantage of it, call me at 305-773-6300 and I can help you maximize your cash out of those mortgages. That's right. If you're a realtor and you're looking to close a deal with somebody from overseas, maybe you got Derek Nimmo as a client and you're from Britain, he's from Britain, I can help that person get a loan. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you got a client, they're from Russia, they're from Brazil, they're from Asia. I can help them all. Hey, maybe I should. Oh, I'm not going to say that. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I know that Wanda's got her orange Converse on. Wanda, can you come in here and show people while we're talking to Larry? Okay, great. So, Larry, we got Larry's in on, and it's a loaded question because I know a bunch of great answers. But, Larry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Larry, we teased it that we're going to talk about the impact of autonomous vehicles on, and I really would love to have Eric come in and talk again. So we're going to have Eric come in, Eric Day, your partner. He's going to come in a couple of weeks. I'll coordinate that with you and your team. But today I've got you. So, Larry, tell me a little bit about what's going on with these autonomous vehicles. My car always is starting to, you know, give me the radar, and Vivian's car's got that radar. And with the radar, you got the baseline going. So what's next?
Yeah, you know, you've seen little pieces of these things in cars for the last few years, whether it's autonomous emergency braking. You know, if the vehicle senses that there's going to be a collision at a certain speed, it's going to stop itself on its own. If you have the car in reverse, for example, and it senses another car coming, it could gently tap the brakes to make sure that you're made aware before potentially crashing into another vehicle. You know, there's technologies that prevent you from steering out of a lane or warn you before the car drifts out of a lane. But all these things have been slowly coming together. And now you're starting to see certain companies really push the envelope, you know, especially Tesla with automated driving technology. And, you know, some of the technologies really aren't ready yet. And there are a lot of debates that go behind what's really ready for the mass market. What would happen if somebody was to get into an accident with a vehicle that was being operated autonomously?
Oh, yeah, really?
So, you know, until a lot of these questions are answered, I don't think we're going to have full autonomy. But as somebody in the industry, it really presents a lot of interesting challenges, opportunities, and changes as things move forward.
Now, what are some of the other technological improvements that we're going to see as we go? Oh, I'm going to use a big technical term here. I got Derek here, Dr. Derek Nimmo. He's a PhD from Oxford, so just keep me straight on this. What's going to happen as we get incremental improvements to the technology? We talked about the radar and noticing everything over there. What's the next thing that we can expect? What's the next thing that I'm going to be able to get in my car that's going to really be really cool? Because you got these things about you don't drift out of your lane. I saw one of the big auto GM somethings, Cadillac, I think, says now they should have the guy letting go of the hands, the steering wheel, which just freaks me out. What's the next thing I can expect, Larry?
You know, some of these things, like you already have some companies which have a slow creep in traffic. So let's say you're at 5 miles per hour or less, the car's just going to operate itself between you and the car in front of you, you know, brake. So if you weren't paying attention or didn't have your hands on the wheel, it wouldn't bump into the car in front of you. But vehicles are going to start becoming connected to each other as well.
Wow.
So as this starts to evolve and we want to see more vehicles become autonomous on the road, they're going to start communicating with each other on a network.
Well, you know,
this way, beyond what the lasers and the other sensors on the systems of these cars are doing to try and help from a safety perspective, the cars are actually going to know what the other vehicle is doing because they're going to be communicating over a network.
Well, when you say slow creep, I think of the guy that hit me a month ago on my car and destroyed my little side of my car. But, you know, I want to thank you guys. You took good care of me. Ismid helped me out with this stuff. I love you guys, by the way. And so... So now we've got slow creep. We're not taking up. That was my question. I was slow pedaling it until I could figure it out. So how are you going to make the network secure so that people can't break the entire United States auto grid?
Well, that's another big question. You know, what is going to be safe enough that it can't be hacked? What laws are going to be put in place if somebody does hack a vehicle? What's the penalty? In Michigan, they've already enacted a law where if you do hack a vehicle, it's life in prison.
Well, sure, because you could kill somebody.
Oh, certainly. So, you know, there's different types of technologies out there that they've been discussing. I've heard about blockchain as well as a matter of being able to make the vehicles kind of impenetrable from a hacking perspective.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to have, you know, that's a great thing. I'm going to have Jim Engleton on, who's with Aegis, and they do a lot of financial services stuff. We were going to talk about blockchain. So, man, you already gave me a good question to ask him. What are some of the other security things that they're working on?
Honestly, Jim, it's more debate than anything else going on from what I understand, because there has to be a network that's agreed upon, and it has to be a proprietary network for the vehicles to communicate with each other, and that has not been set yet. So I know I don't know if it's going on with the government or where this stands at the moment, but you know, that's something that still needs to be settled. And you know what, I think I posed this question with you before, but if you're sitting in the back seat of your vehicle, for example, and this is your autonomous car, and the entire network of other vehicles on the road still hasn't become autonomous yet, and your vehicle has to make a decision when a tire is rolling down the highway, an unexpected situation of it either putting you in danger and driving you into a ditch or crashing into the back of a school bus, what is the correct decision?
Oh, yeah, we have talked about that before.
So, you know, a vehicle has to be able to have that type of artificial intelligence to be able to make a decision that's going to potentially put you in danger or the lives of others in danger. And then when that does happen, if, you know, there was some sort of incident, who's responsible? Is it the manufacturer of the vehicle? Is it you because you own the vehicle? Is it your insurance company? I don't think a lot of that has been settled yet either.
Now, I did tease a little bit about Eric. We only got a couple more minutes left, and I wanted to talk about, because this is where I was going when I was talking incremental. We're in the sharing economy, and that's evolving. What are some of the things in just a minute or two, and then we're going to get Eric on in a couple of weeks to talk about it in more detail. How are you addressing the sharing economy, which to me, that's the next step before you get to the autonomous stuff?
Well, there's going to be different types of subscription models available for vehicles as well as time goes along, where you don't necessarily own one vehicle, but you have a subscription to numerous vehicles. So, you know, Jim, rather than paying, you know, throw it out there, let's say it was, you know, $500 a month, you would pay $800 with your insurance included, and every week you could change cars if you really wanted to.
Wow, you know.
Because it would be part of a shared network of vehicles, and you'd have a subscription. So if you needed a pickup truck because you needed to go Home Depot on the weekend, you could get a pickup truck on demand.
Well, I can't wait to have Eric
on the vehicle that you're driving. So that's part of where some of the industry is going to go. Not everybody's going to want to be a part of the sharing economy from an automotive perspective. But,
well, my gosh. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off later.
But, you know, there are people talking about how you're going to see just autonomous vehicles on the road. And in the morning when you want to go to work, you flag an autonomous vehicle, and then it keeps going on about its day. Or while you're at work, your vehicle is going to automatically drive itself to the service department to get work done and then come back to you.
That's what RedCap does now.
Exactly. But imagine without a driver.
That's great. And, you know, I always talk about RedCap, and that's really what RedCap is. It's sort of like, well, tell them a little bit about RedCap, and then we're going to have to probably go.
Well, RedCap's an on-demand driver service that we've been fortunate enough to partner with for pickup and delivery for our service customers, as well as in certain situations our sales customers. And they even have a great service for those who want to use it just if you're out on a Saturday night and don't want to drive home after you've been out. You get a RedCap to come. They pick you up in your vehicle and drive you home. And that way you don't have to worry about going to get your vehicle the next day or anything of the sort. But it's been great for us because, you know, while you're at your office, we'll come pick up your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you before the day is over. And you never had to leave.
Heck, it's not been just great for you. It's been great for me. And that's what it's really in all what it's all about. You know, if I'm at Warren Henry, I want to make sure it's all about you, the customer. And that's what being part of the Warren Henry family has always been for me in my 20 plus years of affiliation with you and your fabulous team. Now, Larry, if people want to, you know, get a Warren Henry vehicle, want to talk to you or Ismet or any of my friends over there, or how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can find us at warrenhenryauto.com. Same thing on social media. We're at Warren Henry Auto. And you can always call us at 305-690-6066.
Now, Larry, remember, we got to look up opening day. You're coming with me to the Marlins opening day again, aren't you?
You know it.
All right, high five. You've always got them great cars. We always drive over and have the greatest time. Larry's in. I want to thank you so much for letting me and Vivian be part of your Warren Henry family. Love you. I love Eric. And, you know, the top of my whole last Supercar Saturday was talking with Dave and your grandma. It was just the most wonderful experience. I love that guy.
I appreciate it, Jim, and please send my love to Vivian.
I will. Thank you so much. To Larry Zim, we'll be back with some great information that you can use today to make your life even better. We're going to talk with Tony Cho about how they're going to keep Wynwood the hippest place in the world. So, Wanda, take it away with your hip shoes. Oh yeah, you better be watching on Facebook Live at this point. You got to see me and Wanda rock out, and you got to see Wanda's orange Converse.
So
and
cool.
Oh, you are the coolest person I know. You're even cooler than me, Wanda.
I'm
that's
my
really
chucks.
Hard to do. You're the best, you know, you're absolutely the best. And hey everybody, if you're not gonna do the Bonova, then make sure you go to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. And now Warren Henry's got a store, an Audi store in Gainesville. So that's right, Gator fans. You can go to Gainesville and get an Audi from Larry Zinn. I know all my friends up there are excited about. You know what? And the Warren Henry Advantage, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Now you heard from Larry what RedCap service is. That's right. And you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda Rock.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
It happens only once every 4 years. Baseball's global superstars representing their home countries. 16 teams from around the world. the United States. It's not just their team, it's their country. And now, the World Baseball Classic comes to Miami. Marlins Park, March 9th through the 13th. For tickets and information, visit marlins.com/WBC.
All right, that's you caught me dreaming about going to see the USA play the Dominican Republic. What a great game that's going to be. The place is going to be rocking for that. Giancarlo Stanton's probably going to send the ball right out of there. So listen, oh my God, I got to put it on mute. That's I'm wondering what was going
What's
on
happening?
Here.
What's
I was
happening?
Dancing with the bossa nova, and then the whole Facebook Live thing got, you know, I'm still figuring out how to do all that, Wanda. I'm not perfect, you know. I'm not, well, I guess, I know no one
what?
Believes it, but I'm really not perfect. Hey, you know, if you're looking to buy or, well, that was Warren Henry. If you need a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor, you want to pull some cash out. Maybe you need a bridge loan if you're a commercial guy. I can help you. Maybe you got a special situation, you got to close right away. In fact, we just closed a deal right now for somebody that needed a help with their commercial deal. So home loan, commercial loan, business loan. Maybe you're a realtor and you need to finance your overseas buyer. Maybe you got somebody from England like Dr. Nimmo over here. Maybe they're from Russia, Brazil, Mexico. We could still say Mexico here, right? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Give me a call. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is where I interview Tony Cho. Let's put up Tony. So we're here today with urban pioneer Tony Cho, one of the men responsible for the redevelopment of Wynwood and some of the real cool in-town projects that are getting done. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah, okay. Tony's saying that because last time he was on, I erased the tape. Tony, I promise you, if I erase the tape this time, I'm going to make it come in live and we'll do Facebook Live too. Now, tell me a little bit about the property we're sitting in, because I think it's a good indication of how you got started here in Wynwood and also what's going on here today.
So we're here at the Wynwood Gateway Complex, which was one of my first developments, an adaptive reuse project on the corner of 29th and Northwest 2nd Avenue, essentially the gateway to Wynwood. And it's a symbolic project for me because it's in the neighborhood that I helped to pioneer and was very much part of the narrative. And, you know, I was able to curate all the tenants that I really wanted. And it really exemplifies kind of what, to me, Wynwood is, which is independent businesses, old warehouses that are converted and repurposed to something that is relevant today. And we're actually sitting in Cake and a contemporary Thai kitchen, which is the best, you know, Thai street food, who partnered with the operators from Alter, another Wynwood food and beverage establishment that does really well. And so, you know, between Ducati, which was the first kind of flashy international brand to hit Wynwood, and Box Elder, which is a craft brew beer market, you've got some really eclectic brands here, which is what Wynwood is about.
Now, Tony, I really got ahead of myself. How did you get your start? How did you find Wynwood? How did Wynwood get rolling?
Right. Well, Wynwood found me. That's what happened. I didn't necessarily find Wynwood. You know, I followed the creatives, really. I was a nightlife promoter in South Beach in the 90s and, you know, got my real estate license and wanted to be a realtor to the stars and quickly grew bored of that job, let's call it. Not that it's not a great career, but it wasn't for me. And I was more of an urbanist, if you will, and someone who's interested in placemaking and revitalizing areas. And I had made an early investment near the Performing Arts Center in 2001, bought an apartment for $66,000, and with the announcement of the forthcoming Art Center, I was able to quickly turn around and sell it for $180,000. And I kind of had this aha moment about how art and culture really played a role in revitalizing and real estate appreciation, and kind of the good and the bad of what that means and how to do it from a place of integrity. And so, want me to?
No. So when you bought that and you had your aha moment, the market was changing, but still at that time, Wynwood was still beyond being an urban pioneering location. There wasn't even a Wynwood, there wasn't an Edgewater. How did you go from getting an apartment over by the Performing Arts Center to becoming, Metro One?
So, interesting question. I just was intrigued by the grittiness and the creative vibe that was already here. You know, the real, true pioneers of Wynwood were the Rubels and the Margulies, who just wanted cheap warehouse space for their art. And they found Wynwood because it was close to South Beach. And so around that ecosystem, some of the independent galleries started coming. And I think that's what created kind of the foundation. And then shortly after that, the Wynwood Arts District Association was created with Nina Arias and a variety of the art galleries and movers and shakers in that world. And so you started to have a little bit of a critical mass of just a bubbling of creatives and artists.
So once you had that creative bubbling of the artists and everything started to move, what was the next step? Because I still remember even when the Rubels and Marty Margulies were here, it was still kind of a rough neighborhood. What was the next step?
Hey, listen, it's still an edgy neighborhood. I mean, we're still on the fringes, so to speak. So that really hasn't changed much, except that it's much more visible and much more well-lit and much more clean than it was back then. And I think we've, you know, the community stakeholders have played a very active role in making it safer.
So, Tony, tell me a little bit about how Wynwood is evolving from an urban pioneering landscape into something that's a bit more mainstream and certainly something that's internationally known.
Right. So first you had the phase of people investing and bringing in the arts and bringing in the artists and the street arts, which is what made Wynwood really famous, in my opinion, is bringing art to the streets and giving access to people who are common folks that are pedestrians that are walking by. And I think that's what really made Wynwood so famous, you know, globally. And that was the brand. The brand was created around street art. It's a street art, gritty neighborhood. And then, you know, you started bringing in the food and beverage operators and the breweries and Warby Parkers, and you have these aspirational retailers that have come in and kind of changed the landscape. And then we basically rezoned the whole neighborhood and partnered with the city to do and launch the Wynwood NRD, the Neighborhood Revitalization District, which is a very progressive zoning initiative that was passed about a year and a half ago. And so now we're moving into the development phase. And how do you balance the unique character of Wynwood with the new construction phase? And how do you get people out of the ground? Because truthfully, a lot of people who invested are not vertical developers in the neighborhood. And so I think that's the next phase.
So we talked about a lot of the stakeholders not only being the landowners, but also the business owners, and I guess also the community is a stakeholder here. What do you see as the next phase of growth as Wynwood becomes, as Wynwood evolves?
So I think the next phase, as I said, is development and unique types of design-oriented, innovative projects, I think, is what's going to be Wynwood's, you know, success. If Wynwood really follows kind of the outline and the charter that has been kind of, outlined for them by the stakeholders and the Tony Goldmans and the visionaries that we collectively put together to make Wynwood what it is, Wynwood will continue to thrive and grow, hopefully in a sustainable fashion, because frankly, prices have appreciated substantially, and not only due to itself, but because of the surrounding and sister neighborhoods like the Design District that have also had a tremendous amount of upward pressure on rents in their neighborhoods as well. And just as a general super low interest rate climate that has pushed up values as well, you know, have put us in a situation where it's very difficult to make financial sense out of investing unless you're building or redeveloping or doing something to activate the property. So now is the time to keep the momentum going, renovate your properties if you're not going to go vertical, bring in cool tenants, try to keep the integrity of the neighborhood, try to be fair with tenants and don't gouge them, because people can only pay so much in rent.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. You've got some, you called them aspirational retailers. I'll call them people that are unique and create the fabric of the neighborhood. And we've seen evolutions of other neighborhoods like that. We'll just call one Lincoln Road. Lincoln Road went from being something unique to being a homogenized international shopping center. And it seems to me that the stakeholders of Wynwood, if you became something was more homogenized, then you would lose the what makes Wynwood special. What do you think the neighborhood can do to kind of keep Wynwood?
It's like Austin, you know, keep Austin weird. We got to keep Wynwood cool. And to do that, we've got to have integrity and integrity in how we curate the tenants, you know, who we invite, the programming that we provide, the content that we provide, the buildings that we build, preserving some of the characters of the old industrial, you know, relics of the past and incorporating that into the vibe like you have in Brooklyn, like you have in the meatpacking district. That's what gives it its engines and its attraction, because as retail experience evolves because of what you can buy over the internet, you've got to give people an experience. You've got to give them something different to get out of their car, get out of their house, and come to shop and to come and eat and to come and hang out. And I think Wynwood is delivering on that, but to continue delivering on it has to continue to innovate and be creative in the way that it contents and programs its buildings. And people have to be realistic with rents, and sellers and buyers need to be realistic with prices. You know, that's very difficult to control and to, you know, legislate, but it is what it is. We have to be mindful of that.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that really is going to be interesting is to see how Wynwood, their transitional investors, are able to create opportunities so that the next users can come in and create what Wynwood really needs, which I think is a local housing stock to take people off the roads and create a permanent shopper-based income stream for the retailers.
Right. Totally. I totally agree. We don't want to be Lincoln Road. We don't want to be Washington Avenue. And there are measures being taken to avoid the nightclub effect of having stores, you know, storefronts shuttered throughout the entire day. And you don't want to have that. We do have a cafe district, which allows for a unique cafe zoning flexibility. And because of that, we're working, the bid is working on revamping that cafe district to prevent, you know, establishments just opening up at night and not creating a daytime experience and a pedestrian experience.
Now, Tony, you and Metro One are primary movers. You help people deploy capital in the district. If people want to participate in what's going on in Wynwood, how do they get a hold of you and how do they find you?
Well, we're pretty easy to find. You can go to metro1.com. You can call Metro One's offices and find us on the web or see one of our signs, you know, throughout the neighborhoods that we're focused on developing and shaping.
Well, Tony Cho, thought leader, placemaker, developer, real estate businessman, if I could call it that. I want to thank you so much for being here on the show, and I hope you'll come in studio sometime.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate being on the show, and I look forward to coming back again.
All right, Tony Cho, my friend and one of the real, true thought leaders and placemakers here in Miami. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away. Oh man, that's the best part of the song. You can crank it for a second. All right, I still got to make a living here. All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Wando will crank it up in a second. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Put your dancing shoes on, Wanda.
Every 4 years. Baseball.
baseball's global superstars, representing their home countries. 16 teams from around the world, Canada, and the United States. It's not just their team, it's their country. And now, the World Baseball Classic comes to Miami. Marlins Park, March 9th through the 13th. For tickets and information, visit marlins.com/WBC.
All right, it's time for me to talk about how I can help you, because when you call me, it's all about you. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why should you call me? Because, hey, maybe you need a loan that's not going to fit into the standard box. Maybe you took it to your bank and you thought they were going to do the deal and they didn't. I can help you because I'm all about solving problems for people. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm also about helping people take advantage of their opportunities. So maybe you're a realtor. You got a whole bunch of cash tied up in a bunch of condos and homes and you see a great deal and you got to have it and you got to close right away. Call me, because if you say I have a special situation, I say I can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you've got a little bit of a credit issue. Maybe you did a short sale. Maybe you had a foreclosure. You give me a call at 305-773-6300 and I can help. That's right, because when you call 305-773-6300, you get me. And when you get me, why do you want to call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
A crash cleared in Miami-Dade on the turnpike northbound from I-75 to 57th Avenue, causing residual delays from 41st Street, and a crash on the Dolphin westbound at 27th Avenue blocks your right lane, causing heavy delays from I-95, and a recently cleared broken down car on the Dolphin westbound after 57th Avenue causing slow traffic from 45th Avenue. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
All right, it's Christina here. We're live from Coral Gables Museum for Artopia, the 9th annual event of the Miami New Times. Come out. We're giving away gifts from K1 Speed. And we're also, there's going to be food samples tonight, art on display. There's going to be tons of different things going on tonight. I'm getting so excited. It starts at 6:30 and it goes all the way to 10 o'clock. Get your tickets right now to the Miami New Times website or visit artopiamiami.com. Come to the 880 The Biz booth at Artopia 2017.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, now we're in studio. Hey, Derek, you got to look up because you're on. We're here with Dr. Derek Nimmo. He's the product development manager. I think I just gave you a demotion with Oxytec. Oxytec is doing a whole bunch of studies. I'm going to just let Derek tell you what it is. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure. See, this is where I turn the camera on you, Derek. Now, tell me a little bit about what Oxytec is doing to help with Zika.
Yes, certainly. So Oxytec is a company based in the UK, and we've developed this new technology to control mosquitoes like Aedes aegypti, which transmit Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. So,
what was that last one?
Chikungunya.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Is that here in Florida yet?
That hasn't appeared here in Florida, but it's everywhere else.
Well, good. We'll stop it from coming here, God willing, with your help. So tell me now, you know, everybody's freaked out. They say, oh, genetically engineered stuff, it's going to come out and it's going to be like, going to be dinosaurs and we're never going to be able to stop it. How do you keep things safe?
Well, a lot of people think about genetic engineering and they think about genetically engineered crops. And they think those are built to be stronger, fitter, resist drought, resist insects. Whereas our technology is totally different. It's what we call self-limiting. So what I mean by that is we put two genes into the mosquito. One of them is a self-limiting gene. And when we release males into the environment, males don't bite. or transmit disease. It's only the females that do.
Well, just like everything else in life.
I won't go there. those males have one job
Wanda's
to do.
Wanda's now hating me officially.
I can see the stairs.
Yeah, all right. I'm getting dumb. She's killing me there.
The males have one job to do. And guess what that is?
I don't want to know, but I'm sure you're going
to
tell me.
It's going to be to find a female and pass on their genes.
Well, sounds like every guy, huh, Wanda? Wanda likes me again now.
Yeah, that's good. And then when they mate, they pass on the self-limiting gene. That gene gets passed on to the female's offspring, and the offspring die. The males in the environment, they die as well. So technically everything dies. Nothing persists in the environment. And where we've done...
Well, nothing persists. It's a mosquito.
That's right.
Okay, because the rest of the environment's getting better, God willing.
Well, this is one of the exquisite things about the technology is that the males we release will only mate Aedes aegypti, the mosquito that transmits Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. So we'll only remove that species from the environment, and that species is non-native to the U.S.
It's invasive, like a python.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, it was recently in the Herald, and I read the Herald, so that makes me a smart guy, that they said like 7 different mosquito... I was going to say gene
species.
Thank you. Well, you're the scientist. I'm the business guy. So they said that that many people, can you do other mosquitoes that way?
Yes, we can. So this technology can be applied to almost any mosquito species. So we're concentrating on this particular mosquito because it transmits Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. But we could, in theory, work on malaria and other diseases.
And, how about the big horse flies that bite me? Can you do them too? I'm sorry. I just got to ask while I got you here.
We can. Yes, we can.
But they don't transmit disease, so you don't focus on that.
Not between humans, but they can cause nasty infections in obviously horses, cattle, and sheep and other farm animals.
Well, you guys are a business. That sounds like a pretty good market to exploit. See, that's the businessman in me. I'm not the scientist, but I got the business thing. Now, how did you get started in this? I mean, you went to Oxford. You told me it's a really nice place, really bunch of smart people there. So is this sort of come together, a bunch of people at Oxford, and they came up with OxyTech?
That's right. It was a professor at Oxford University who came up with the idea, the principle behind using the technology, this self-limiting system. And we actually produced the strain of mosquito back in 2002.
Wow.
So we've had this mosquito for, 15 years now? And we've been doing studies all around the world to show that the mosquito itself is harmless to humans. The mosquito mates with the local species, that it causes the reduction in the mosquito population. And that's what I'd like to highlight actually now, is that this is not a new technology. We've been using this for the past 7 years around the world. So we've been using it in the Cayman Islands, Brazil, Panama, and in each of those countries we've done trials. And every single trial, we've got more than 90% reduction in the mosquito population.
Now, didn't you also do an experiment in the Keys? Florida Keys?
We are working towards an experiment in the Florida Keys. So that's actually one of my projects that I've been going down there for since 2010, since the dengue outbreak.
You know all the good places to go in the Keys then.
Oh, I do.
All right. Yeah. We won't go there until after we're off the air.
So, I've been working down in the Keys, and we've been working with the regulatory authorities. And last year we got an environmental assessment published, and a finding of no significant impact issued by the FDA, the CDC, and the EPA that said there was no significant impact on human health, animal health, or the environment from the use of this technology.
So can you use this in the mainland of Florida yet?
We are working towards that with the regulatory authorities to see if we can use it in Miami and elsewhere.
Well, that's absolutely super. What's a good thought that you want to leave with everybody other than that GMO mosquitoes are safe for humans?
That's a good question. A good thought. I don't know, Jim. Give me some ideas.
I just did. I told you that GMO mosquitoes are good and safe, and that people will be able to come to Wynwood in Florida, and that we're going to eradicate these disease-spreading parasites so that people can live better and healthier lives. How about that, softball?
What Jim said. Perfect.
I love you, man. Wanda, we're going to take it away. We're going to talk about how holograms keep people healthy and well. So stick with us. This is going to be fascinating because I want to hear about this too. Dr. Derek Nimmo, are you going to be able to come back to me and come and talk more about this and be my Zika expert?
I would love to.
Oh, you're the man. Wanda, take it away. Dance me out of this here.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
work, 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 Sonora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body and time.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to take a cruise after that, or maybe go down to the Keys. I know Dr. Nimmo, he's going to take me down to the Keys. We're going to watch his experiments. I can do a Facebook Live with you down there. That'd be great.
You can come and see the facility, the mass room facility down in Marathon. That'd be
I need to see it, brilliant. Too.
Okay, well, we'll go. You're closer because you live down closer to there than
in
I do.
In the home of Stead.
That's right. Well, you know what? I'll come. I'll pick you up, and then we'll go see Derek, and then Derek will take us to a party place, and we'll have Red Cap take us home in our car.
It's a date.
All right.
No, it's not, Vivian.
I know, but I'm rocking it out. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, Red Cap service. You just heard what I can do with Red Cap service. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it!
Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, by now you know that if you call 305-773-6300, it's not about me, it's all about you. But what do I mean by that? I mean, hey, maybe you're working on something, it's a real estate, you want to buy a house, you want to buy some commercial real estate, a business, maybe you're a business owner, you want to get a loan on your project that you got your office in, or your business in. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. You start out, hey, Jim, I got a special situation. I go, well, hey, I can help then. Because if your loan doesn't fit into a box, that's where I come in. Most banks, they have a very limited box that they can put you in. We're private lenders. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. My partner's been in the business for quite some time. We've got a great team. Milvia, Yuli, and Millie, they're great. They know what it's all about. Me, I say, hey, these people need some help. They go, well, here's how to do it. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got clients from Russia, Europe, Asia, Latin America. I can help. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help them close their loan. Condo, hotel loan, I can help with that too. If it's an unusual circumstance, you call me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a U.S. citizen, but you got a credit problem. I can help too. We're asset-based lenders. It depends on the value. That's right. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with somebody that I have been waiting to put on the show for quite some time. This is Julie Phillips. Julie's a certified wellness educator and coach for more than 15 years. After a life-threatening scare, that's when she got into the business. You know, she was introduced to me by PCP after she helped my wife, and then she helped my wife with her sleep, and then she helped me with immunity. Hey, Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and I heard my PCP is going to be joining us next week of all places in Wynwood when you roll this all out here in the United States for the first time. So, Julie, tell us a little bit more about how holograms help people with their wellness.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned that it helped your wife. Picture a small sticker the size of a postage stamp, but it looks and kind of feels like a Band-Aid. And when your wife placed these holograms with energy inside of them, it didn't even have to touch the body, but she chose to place them one on the left and one on the right temple, and she had a beautiful night's sleep with a lot of more deep repair sleep. And when I first placed that on my husband, he even stopped snoring and didn't get up one single time. He was shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked. Yeah, but I want to talk to people because Vivian, people may not know, Vivian needs a kidney transplant. Vivian has a very difficult time sleeping because when she goes through dialysis, they squeeze her body. So she gets cramps, or maybe one night she didn't have the dialysis. So she's a little bloated and has a lot of fluid in her. And I'm sorry I'm saying the personal stuff, but I love you, honey. And I want to tell people how magical this stuff helped you sleep. And it just was a magic. It was just beautiful. So, Julie, that's why I really wanted to put you on the phone. I've seen this work. Tell me more.
There are 9 different types of holograms for different purposes. So that one was for deep sleep and snoring. There's one for pain, and you just put it where it hurts. There's one for stress relief. We usually put those behind our ears, and it's incredible, the results. Sinus allergy relief was actually studied with unbelievable results with a doctor study. Circulation, cell phone defense, back relief, sustained energy. There's even a wristband that helps with balance and strength and center of gravity. And there's just a tiny little toolkit that doesn't even have to touch the body. It's 100% safe. It isn't curing anything. It's helping the body to balance its energy. And we don't just have physical bodies. We have energy bodies. So it's a beautiful, simple tool. And I think of it as acupuncture without needles.
You know, Vivian was just texting me. She was telling me how this is absolutely amazing, beautiful sleep. And the most important thing, like you said, in getting better and getting well is sleep. Sleep is where it starts. And then this defense for the sinus or immunity, I was using it. Everybody out there has had that cold that's lasted for 3, 4, 5 weeks. This got me rolling. The minute I put this on and hydrated, I felt a little bit better. And every day it helped build up and build up my immunity. Now, Julie, let's say I don't have any cold or anything. It still helps me with my immunity to keep me strong, right?
Absolutely. And it's also wonderful to wear in airplanes or in change of season if you're around people like children that are often catching things or, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, fabulous tool.
Now, before we go any further, people may say, well, how do I learn about this? Tell them a little bit about some of the sessions that you're going to be running here in the United States as you roll this out for the first time.
I'm actually coming to Miami. I personally am from Tampa, but I'm going to fly down there next Wednesday, which is March 8th, and I'm presenting, and it's open to the public at 12:30 p.m., and it's going to be in what they call the Design District, which I guess is pretty close to where you are. So that, if you know, we'll give them my contact information, and they'll be able to find out the details and register for that. There's no charge at all. It's educational. Actually, we're going to have the owner of the technology is going to be presenting up here in Tampa Tuesday, and she's also going to pre-launch her technology company in Tampa on March 11th, which is a week from Saturday. So it's a lot of big debuting because nobody's heard of these virtually at all around the United States. It's that new.
You're amazing. You know, tell little people how they can find you, how to get some contact information, maybe give them a website to hit, stuff like that. I think I'm looking at it here, www.energyholograms.com. What are some other good stuff? How do they get more information on this?
Actually, here's really the best website for the technology itself.
Okay.
It's www.miamienergy.emroquantum, E-M-R-O. quantum.com. So that's the best website for the technology itself. There's a fabulous little 30-minute call. Somebody recorded me.
Yeah.
And I'm explaining the technology and how it works and why it works. And then I explain all 10 products. And then 6 people are giving me their results. And one of them is my niece that had 2 numb fingers for 10 years and what happened in minutes. Another one is about a chiropractor who wasn't able to hear out of one ear up until he found this technology. And in a matter of minutes, you'll hear directly what happened for 6 people. That's called HologramResults.com. And I'm going to give you my contact because I can give you something on the science by a medical doctor. I can give you a demo where I'm demonstrating the product. I'm going to be demonstrating it there in Miami on Wednesday. So I'm Julie Phillips, and my phone number is 813-695-4372. And my email address is julie c like Charlie, N like Nancy, H like Happy, and P like Paul at gmail.com. I will be happy to help everyone. I've been teaching, coaching completely free for over 15 years, and I'm here to help people get well the easy way.
Now, we only got about a minute left, so give that Miami-centric email address again, and then I got to thank everybody for listening and wrap up. So go ahead, you get the last word, and then I'm going to talk.
Okay, the website to find the technology is www.miamienergy.emroquantum, emroquantum.com. So that's the website, and I will tell you that if you contact me soon, there is wonderful specials on the product, like amazing specials. So definitely contact me quickly if you're interested in acquiring some of the technology. And if you want some of this placed on you for free, come to that event next Wednesday, and I'll place some of my product on you and let you see for yourself that it really works.
Well, Julie, I can't wait to see you. I've got to run because we ran over a little bit, but I'll see you on Wednesday. We'll have you back, I promise. This sounds great. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to make sure I thank Spectrum Mortgage and Kind Snacks. I want to make sure I thank Espresso Marketing. Sandy's doing Kai Ocho. And of course, I want to thank Lauren's Kids and you, our listeners, for joining us for our eighth year. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. And if you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. Derek will be up there too. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6. Why? Because you know I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen one day. It's yours.
Tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not.